This is Shudders Inc. with Bruce Williams and Glyn Lavender.
Hi, and welcome to episode 299 of Shudders Inc. This is Bruce Williams from ShuddersIncPodcast.com, and joining me on the line via Skype from Melbourne once again, from creativephotoworkshops.com.au, Mr. Glyn Lavender. How are you?
I'm penultimately excited, Bruce.
for the utter letdown that will be episode 300.
I couldn't have put it any better myself. But a complete failure to do anything.
We've organised nothing, people.
I'll tell you what, let's make it the 500th.
Yeah.
So let's just leave off until it's actually like a proper even like round, a big number. It's 300. Anyone can do 300.
That's right.
It's like sit-ups, push-ups. Anyone can do 300.
Right.
Yeah, just not in a row. I could do 300 in a year.
Yeah, in a year.
Nearly every day.
How's your week been?
My week has been, because it's only a few days since we recorded last, I have been busy.
Right.
Not actually doing anything, funnily enough.
Oh, okay. Just,
you would think, you know, have I done any work? No. Have I taken any photos? No.
Right. So you're imitating a public servant.
Pretty much, yeah.
Nice
or bus driver.
Nice work.
It seems like I've been running around like a chook without a head. And you know, one of the things where you're like, you're moving but not achieving anything.
Right.
Nothing's actually getting done.
Right.
I had a sick kid yesterday at home, so I had to look at that, kind of put a kibosh on my Monday, and you know, the weekend running around with family and stuff. So it's just been a busy couple of days.
Yeah, right.
But but tomorrow I've got a one-on-one shoot tomorrow, which I'm looking forward to.
Nice.
I don't do much in the way, and it's in an area I haven't shot before, which is good.
Okay.
Which is
when,
nice.
When you say area, do you mean genre of photography or geographical
location?
Area.
Location. Right. Yeah.
Okay.
Just location, which is rather nice. Yeah, it's something as uncommonly common as St Kilda, but I just don't shoot down there, so it's kind of nice to go somewhere different. And but more importantly, the couple I'm shooting, I've been wanting to shoot for ages.
Oh, you mentioned these guys last week.
So I'm pretty excited.
He's a tattoo artist, and she's
I don't know what she does.
Right.
She's a student, but they're just stylish and gorgeous. And well, not good. Just there's just something about them. They've got that something.
Right.
Yeah, and hopefully that something will come out in photo, not just in personality. But
right.
So we'll be seeing. It's going to be a challenging day.
Okay.
It's going to be 13 degrees and windy with occasional rain, and it's outdoors all day.
Yeah. Right.
It's going to be fun.
Yeah.
And then I've been in flat out pretty much all day today, prepping for India, for the India trip.
Yeah, right. So is there anything more you can...
I'll tell you now, it's with Malcolm Fackender.
Oh, nice.
Malcolm are doing something together.
Nice, at long last.
After 2 years of talking about it, we finally had a chat on the phone for an hour or so last week, first time I've actually talked, and decided we were of enough similarities and enough goal and idea about what we want to do for people that it was going to work well. So
he just said yes because he wants you to squeeze his bum.
Exactly. Not just you do it for me. So you said 19 days together, I've got plenty of opportunities. Plus, we're planning on spending about another week post tour together as well in India. So
after you get rid of the clients,
yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, nice.
So we're there looking at 24 days or something together in India, which is going to be so. It's if anyone's interested in details and thinking they might want to come along, just email me glyn@creativephotoworkshops.com.au, and I'll send you the details. We're still just finalising all the pricing, and because we're trying to throw two people's ideas about what we want to do, trying to change the itinerary a little bit here and there.
Yeah, well, that'd be interesting because Malcolm's, you know, he's a landscape guy. To a large degree.
He's a pretty darn good portrait shooter.
Absolutely, yes, yes.
That's once again where we kind of connect pretty well. I would definitely say, far better landscape guy than I am.
Right.
So I'm crap at it. I would say, not having actually met him, I'm possibly a better portrait shooter than he is.
Right.
Certainly as far as things like lighting and all the ability to do that stuff fast in dynamic situations, I might be casting aspersions
I haven't shot with Malcolm, but I have shot with you, and yes, the speed with which you pull lighting together is just freaking inspiring.
That's the sort of stuff you need to do when you're over there.
Absolutely.
I'm doing quite a bit of flash
over there.
Well, so it's darn exciting. It's 19 days, lots of time in places like Varanasi, shooting the holy men, visiting villages and shooting. We've actually got a descendant of the king of this particular area, like the heir to the throne of this particular area, is going to be taking into some of his villages that he's going to be king of, sort of thing.
Yeah, right.
And happy to take you and meet all the locals and go in and shoot them into houses and stuff like that. So that's pretty darn cool.
Nice.
Yeah, and all the normal stuff, boat trips on the Ganges and walking tours of the marketplaces and all that sort of stuff. But there's going to be plenty of opportunities. And then we're going to hang around for a few extra days and photograph Holi near the Colour Festival.
Oh, okay, right.
The Colour Festival, the powders, throwing powders in
the
air.
I didn't know that that was the name of it.
Yeah, but in Jaipur, they've got they do the elephants. They paint up all the elephants and do a big elephant festival just before it. So we're going to head up there and do all that and go. But you just can't take a tour group there because it's such pandemonium that if you've got like 10 people, 12 people, you're just all going to get lost. This is going to be, you can't take care of anybody. You can't hold responsibility for anybody. So, but speaking of the trip, one of the reasons I brought it up, I need a model female in this town of Agra, which is where the Taj Mahal is.
In India. Right.
Yeah. So if any one of our listeners knows anybody.
Okay.
Lynn at Canberra Action. Workshops. That's me. Glenn at creativephotoworkshops.com.au will be the place to say, oh, I've got a friend of mine who once knew somebody who lived down the street from somebody who had an uncle whose niece went to school once with a dog from Agra.
Now, did you attend the CPW workshop at the golf club down near Sydney Airport on the occasion when I lined up an Indian model by the name of Ravneet?
It does ring a bell, yes.
Right. I'm fairly certain she has family back in India. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean that she knows anyone from Agra, but I can reach out to her on Facebook and see if she knows anyone from that region.
Yeah, it does not hurt. And once again, anyone else knows of anything, drop us a line.
Yeah, please, sing out.
So I almost bought myself a Sony camera this week.
Is that? I'm not surprised.
Very tempted.
Yeah. That was an interesting story.
What happened?
I got the link from courtesy of Adam, who put it up on the Facebook wall. It appears that somebody hacked the Sony store online and reduced the price of camera bodies and lenses and all sorts of paraphernalia by up to 90%. They had things like A7R bodies, which are meant to be $2,500, on sale for $199.
Yes, I had two of those in the cart, but it wouldn't let me buy them.
Oh, is that right?
Not really.
No. Oh, okay. But I know that there were people who swooped in and tried to snap up the deal straight away, and presumably some people will have got away with it very quickly.
Yeah,
those who were in on it very early. And I know that apparently Amazon, who, obviously have their little bots running around the web looking for price fluctuations, price matched.
Yeah.
Because they just assumed that it was legit. Yeah. But they twigged to it pretty fast and then retracted the price reduction. So, very sneaky.
Very, very sneaky. So, I mean, this is not the first time Sony's been hacked. I mean,
Sony's getting blasted all the time.
Yeah, it's like somebody's got something against them. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, it's like they're obviously been targeted for some reason. Like somebody's got some beef.
Well, because there was the whole issue only about 5-6 months ago where the entertainment division of Sony was targeted. And the hackers got away with squillions of passwords that were kept in clear text.
Yeah.
It's like, geez, you deserve to be slapped for that. Wow.
They're crazy. Anyway. Crazy, crazy.
What else has been happening?
I've been enjoying this week watching my mate Dave Honnell, H-O-N-L, yeah. For those that don't know him. He's sort of got active on Facebook all of a sudden, and he's just doing like throwback Thursday photos. He's putting up all these old photographs.
Yeah, right.
Because Dave's a fascinating guy.
Yeah.
Not only is he a war photographer, but he was Michael Jackson's personal photographer.
Is that right?
Prince's personal photographer.
Wow.
And Frank Sinatra's personal photographer.
Seriously?
Yeah. So he's a war photographer. So he's posting up, oh, there's me in the top of some mountain during the Afghanistani war with my guide and my bodyguard with his machine gun doing astro photos.
Wow.
Just for fun.
As you do in the middle of a war zone.
The next photo is a sort of side stage shot of Michael Jackson doing the Bad Tour sort of stuff. It's like, what a variety of shooting experiences this guy's had.
Yeah.
It's just kind of been fun. Just been sort of fun watching what stuff he's been putting up because it's such a variety of things, you know?
Yeah, right.
And such an interesting character in himself. So
yeah.
That's been kind of fun.
Wow. And of course, Dave produces a whole range of lighting
Funnily enough,
accessories.
Sponsored.
Sorry?
Funnily enough, I'm sponsored by them. Name someone I'm not. Honnell, H-O-N-L, honnellphoto.com.
Yeah.
Fabulous. All my speedlight accessories and things.
Modifiers.
Like grits and snoots and gels and stuff. I all use all of David's stuff.
Yep, same here. I have a whole bunch of his gear as well, and it's great stuff.
It's good stuff.
That stuff that David Kembry and Carly and I did on the rainy night in the tunnel, that was all Honnell modifiers and
gels. Do
you know
what's good about this stuff?
What?
It just works.
Yeah, absolutely.
It doesn't fall apart. It's built. It's made well. I know we say, "Oh, it's only a bit of gel with some Velcro on." But you know what? The Velcro doesn't peel off.
No,
the Velcro stays sticky. It stays.
Yes, it's good quality Velcro.
All good stuff. Yep. It doesn't wear out. It doesn't drive you crazy at the wrong moments. It just works.
Yep.
And you know that's what you want. I was packing a bunch of his stuff today for tomorrow's one-on-one shoot.
Nice.
So same thing, you know. It's
just in case anyone's wondering. No, we weren't paid to do a Honnell advertisement.
Honnell, get them whilst they last. Once again, you know what?
What?
Forget the sponsorship side of things because most of my sponsorship is only because I like the people or I believe. You know what? Dave's just a good guy. He's a little small business guy. And, you know, I'm happy to support a small business bloke over some mega corporation making those similar sort of things any day of the week.
Definitely.
So,
definitely.
Yeah, if I had to spend 20 bucks on something, I'd rather spend it on a small cottage industry rather than the people who come in afterwards and say, oh, there's a market there and start mass producing stuff.
Yeah,
I'd rather pay that little couple of bucks extra.
Yeah.
Speaking of buying things, not that I am, do you remember last year or something we put out a thing about the Petsville lens that was a Kickstarter?
I do remember you mentioning it.
Well, they've come out with a new one now. It's the Petsville bokeh thing. But their target on Kickstarter was $100,000 to get this thing up and running.
Right.
They achieved that in the first 3 hours.
Wow. $100,000 in 3 hours.
In 3 hours. They're now pushing $700,000. After only like 4 days, 3 or 4 days.
Wow.
I mean, that's astounding for a brass, antiquated, bloody lens. I mean, in this day and age, to think there's that many people interested in that sort of project is really, really quite incredible, you know?
Yeah.
So it's still got 24 days to go. Yeah, $613,000 is up to at the moment.
Wow.
Yeah, and with 24 days to go.
While I'm thinking about it, the link you sent through.
But yeah, I'm just pasting it for you.
And
that same thing again still comes up short.
So what should it be after the LE?
I'm assuming lens, but
well, that's what I thought. But no, I tried that, and LE. Then I got a 404 error.
No, LE as well. Even their link only goes as far. So let's go to wouldn't make any difference, but Kickstarter. I'll go to Kickstarter and Petzval, Petzval.
Okay.
And it'll come up.
I shall have a hunt around and find the full link.
They've got amazing, astounding volume of backers already buying $600, $800 lenses that aren't going to be available until next year, you know.
Wow.
So it's nice that people have all this kind of loose cash just laying around. Yeah.
Yeah, right.
So
just remind me again what the Petzval lens did.
It's kind of really weird bokeh blur twirly thing going on in the background. Think of Lomo on steroids kind of thing, you know? And I'm assuming the new one, you can actually control that. The brand new component is called the Bokeh Control Ring. It gives complete freedom over the signature Petsful swirly bokeh effect for the first time ever. You can now achieve purely sublime swirl in all kinds of environments and shooting conditions.
Right.
There you go.
Okay, so now I've got the whole link.
It's got a twirly link. It's got a twirly ring.
Yeah, right.
That's pretty cool.
And it looks like it's, you know, brass, which looks pretty cool. Yeah.
But you can buy black ones. Why would you buy a black one?
No.
Oh, no, everyone's got black.
If you're going to buy this thing, you'd go for the brass one.
You've got to go with the brass, yeah.
Totally.
Flashing lights.
It's people, awesome.
Look at me. I've got a brass one. But I did say I was impressed with their marketing philosophy that they're charging more the lower the serial number goes on the lens.
Okay.
The closer you are to zero, the more expensive your lens costs.
Well, hang on. That kind of makes sense. So you're saying that the further into the production run it gets, the cheaper it gets.
Well, no, you're paying for the privilege because they're selling the other ones as well at the same time.
Mm.
So they're selling the privilege of having a low number, serial number.
Yeah.
I got in first.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of, yeah, I get that.
Pretentious bunch. How many people walk around going, flashing light, look at my lens, it's brass, for starters. And they go, look, come over here, look at the serial number, it's really low.
0003.
Look at that. 15.
Yeah, there's going to be someone who'll get a kick out of that.
Oh,
there'll be someone.
People have too much money in the world.
If you spend they'll have it attached to a Leica.
They're going to get their own. The people who buy these will go and custom build the lens. They have a magnifying glass on top of it near the serial number, so it magnifies the number, so passers by can see. Ooh, look, number three. Ooh, aren't you special? Number three. Ooh, you look like number two to me, dude.
Oh dear.
I must admit, when I used to collect rare fishing books, which is kind of embarrassing in itself, I used to collect limited edition of like only 45 books made in the world, and the lower number the better. Oh, I've got number six. It's like there's only 45 in the whole damn world. If you've got 45, it's still not bad.
yeah, true.
45, Oh dear. So now, what I was astounded with was just how fast that Kickstarter thing worked as well. Really, really quite amazing. And then Adobe, our friends at Adobe, sort of announced a little while ago now, last year, dehazing filter for Lightroom that's coming.
Would this otherwise be known as a UV filter?
Well, you think of it. If it's in Lightroom, it's probably not. Yeah, but it actually,
As in this is a filter in Lightroom.
Yeah, right.
Adobe's
not going to do real product, but yeah, it's a dehazing effect on your photos. And a couple of examples that I've seen look pretty darn good. You know,
right.
That's just another thing that Lightroom's going to have at some point. Look pretty darn good.
Yeah, right.
So I saw that, then impressed me a little bit. Very little, of course, but a little bit. I thought we should have a new section entitled People We Hate.
Right, okay.
And that's for people who've got, all those people with talent, you know, those ones.
Right.
I've got on this guy called Jimmy Nelson, which is the name alone is going to just, he has to go straight in the category just because of the name. Jimmy Nelson. Right. Hi, I'm Jimmy Nelson. But he's been traveling the world, photographing the world's disappearing people.
Okay.
Portraits. He's got some great shots on this YouTube video I've got a link there for, which, so put him straight in the People We Hate column.
Right.
I found myself a top five list on street photography.
Yeah.
I did. And
was it any good?
I don't know. I did look at the top one. Number one made me stand out and go, number one, stop being afraid of people. Well, I thought that makes sense.
Well,
yeah. Can you do this? Because that's like one of the biggest things people struggle with going out and taking photos of people is being afraid of taking photos of people. It does kind of put
just talking to a stranger.
A bit of a stigma in the actual, well, even in people they know that struggle photographing people they know. That's why so many people like landscape photography, or photographing kids, because you don't have to sort of talk to them on your own level. Now, I've only got a couple more things. I came across the National Geographic trailer for the Tales by Light TV series. The Tales by Light is the one where they're following the six Australian photographers around.
Oh, yeah.
And I've got to tell you, some of the, even just the footage, the video footage, it's like, well, how could you take a bad photo there?
That
place is astounding. How could you take a bad one? You could do that with your iPhone. But there's a couple there's a couple of portrait people there they're photographing, which look really quite astounding. So,
oh, cool. All right, I'll be checking out that video.
And then finally, because it's going to be a short episode this week, finally, my mate Dave Duchemin, I say his name, but that's how I say it. He posted on Facebook this week, and I really kind of like, I like people when they don't have a lot of pretensions and a little bit honest about their own abilities and, you know, not false modesty, but genuine stuff. And he goes, this is a Facebook post. I wrote this a year ago, and it's become one of my most read pieces. It's made its way into the Visual Tool book as well, which is his new book. Today I'm feeling dry and uninterested, and I think I'd rather do just about anything than write or photograph. So I probably need to hear this too. Just great that, people who you see as being very productive, creative in their own way, all battle the same.
Everyone's going to have a down day at some point.
But it's kind of nice when people who are, because you know what it's like, anyone who teaches anything or puts stuff out there get put on pedestals. So that people don't want to see their people on pedestals being human or having the same problems they have sometimes, because then, well, how can you look up to them if you have the same problem I have, sort of thing.
I'm going through that with sign language right now.
Really?
I'm really struggling to put it together an episode of that podcast, you know, which is all about audio engineering, and that's what I've been doing for the last 28 years. Yes, mate.
What? You could do a podcast on what you had to do to fix that buzzy noise that we had before you started the podcast. There you go. So I solved your problem as well. It's hard. See, people who put themselves out there.
You can't always be on.
But people don't want to know that. Some people do. Yeah. Some people, oh, isn't that great? But a lot of people go, oh, well, you know, if you're marketing yourself as a teacher in this way, the way he does, you know, you sometimes have to appear to have all the answers, even when you most of the time don't anyway. anyway, that's just an aside. But I pulled out a little bit from his Facebook post, and then the first opening chapter of this blog post. And I thought I'd read it because you pulled the podcast forward 2 days, and I was short on stuff. there's that damn honesty Tourette's again. No, but here we go. Do your work. Yeah, this is for you, Bruce. Do your work. Always do your work, even when it's shit. Sign language. Keep doing it, because making lots of bad art is the only way to get to a place where you'll one day start making great art.
Yeah.
Failure is a much more faithful teacher than immediate success, which usually isn't what it seems. Okay.
Yeah.
And then his blog post is a letter to his girl he calls Jennifer, which is basically a composite of all the people he's ever taught who's asked him to look at their work and to help them and to mentor them and stuff.
Yep.
So I thought I'd read the first paragraph. It's, thank you for the invitation to spend some time with your work. It's a pretty nice way of phrasing, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I know you meant for me to look at your work and give you advice based on that, but I only know how to struggle with the making of my own art, not yours. But I love that. That is fantastic. Yeah. It's true. Yeah, we struggle so much with trying to get something usable ourselves. How can I? Yeah, this is one of the problems I have with judging. All this sort of stuff, you know? I could make suggestions about color or composition, but they'd only bring you closer to making your work look like mine. And no one needs that. Only you can discover what your art will look like, so here's what I've got. It's what I wish I'd heard sooner. Link.
Yep.
And put the link in. Go read the rest, guys. It's the sort of stuff sometimes you need to hear, you know? And I love that. I mean, I only know how to struggle with the making of my own art. And I really think that's something great. we all go through. And this goes back to Reg back in he lives up on Hamilton Island, Reg Vardy. No, upper compactor. Anyway, but he was struggling a couple of years ago with the passion to shoot, or you know, the drive to get out there and create something, you know. At least I think it was Reg.
We hope
probably wasn't. But Reg is becoming my go-to guy now for things I kind of remember, but I can't remember who it was. So it's going to be Reg going forward. But this is the thing, you know, we all struggle with our art, and you just got to go out there and keep struggling.
Yeah.
You know? As a working photographer, you've got to be the old duck, you know, smooth on top, pedaling like crazy underneath. I'm sure that's your life as an audio engineer as well.
Yep.
But you've still got to keep that calm surface and keep pushing, hoping it's going to come together.
Yeah.
And we all know some days are better than others.
Yeah.
Yep. I wouldn't say there'd be a workshop. I wouldn't run a single workshop that I've gone to going, oh, shit, I hope we get something to take a photo of today that works. I hope something happens. Something comes together. And tomorrow, one-on-one, I'm in a new environment in borderline weather. And one of their goals for their one-on-one day was to learn to deal with harsh sunlight.
Might be a challenge.
Challenge at 13 degrees and occasional shower. it's like, well, gee, I hope we can struggle through the challenges that are put in front of us on the day and make something that takes us the next step. Yeah. So yeah, I know I talk about David a lot in this podcast. It's not like I hero worship him, but there's not many voices out there that people can access that I think tell good stuff, you know.
Yeah,
there's stuff that's not technique or the settings or lighting, where to put your light, stuff that is relatively easy to learn and copy. You know, the stuff that is inside is a lot harder, I think, than the stuff that's outside. So it's a lot harder to learn how to think and feel in shooting.
Yeah,
so that's my stuff for the week, my friend. What have you got?
Well, David Kembry sent us an interesting link.
Did he?
This was on petapixel.com.
Oh, yes.
And it's a bit of satire. It's a short, four-minute video about what if hitmen were asked to work for free? And it's a bit of a satirical look at the whole state of the photographic industry at the moment. And how so often as photographers we're expected to work for, you know, exposure,
exactly.
As it were. So that's a good little watch for if you've got 5 minutes to kill, check that one out. It's a good laugh. And then I had half a dozen or five things that I came up with. Big news last week, of course, was Google I/O, which is the huge developer conference that Google holds every year. And one of the things they announced last week was a bit of a change to what was known as Picasa, which was sort of...
Isn't it known as Picasa anymore?
It's essentially, you know, like the Google equivalent of Flickr.
Yeah.
Now, with Picasa, it's tied in with your Google Plus account, and you can upload photos of any resolution you like, and you get 15 gigabytes of free storage with your Google account. And if you jump through the hoops to make sure that your account is secure, there are a few little things that Google asks you to do to make sure that your account is properly secured. They'll throw in an extra 2 gigabytes, and you get 17 gigabytes to host all your stuff on your Google account forever. Now, what they've done with Picasa is relaunched it as Google Photos. And what they are now allowing you is unlimited storage for your photos.
What if you got like 10 gigabyte?
That's fine. You can do that.
What if you've got 15 gigabyte?
That's fine. They will let you upload.
What about 22?
Unlimited.
But even like
however,
30.
The catch, yep, even 30. The catch is at a maximum resolution of 17 megapixels.
Oh.
Why they chose 17, I'm not sure. But essentially it means...
16 megapixels.
Hey?
16.
Is it?
Yeah. That's one less. We're going down. Well, according to the thing you posted on our Shutter Zinc page
okay.
that I'm now looking at, 16 megapixels
right.
and 1080p videos.
Okay. That's weird. Maybe the story that I originally looked at, someone had mistyped. Maybe they'd bumped the 7 instead of the 6 when they were typing up the story. Because I remember thinking to myself, well, that's such a weird, arbitrary number to choose as a maximum resolution.
Pulled out of me bum.
So, so 16 megapixel kind of makes a little more sense. But up to 16 megapixels, and you can upload as many as you like and unlimited storage capacity. So if you've got, you know, terabytes of images that you're happy to keep a backup of at, you know, no greater than 16 megapixels, you can now upload them to Google Photos. And like all Google stuff, there is an app for Android, for iOS. You've got your desktop version through your browser, ideally through Chrome, and it will synchronize across devices. So that's pretty cool. So I'm sort of in the process at the moment of going through all of my stuff, even though I have a second copy of all of my images. They're both stored in my house, and, you know, the general rule of, you know, backup security is have three copies, you know, two that are local and one that's offsite. So I'm going to use Google Photos as my offsite copy. So I thought that was pretty cool.
So it'd be interesting to see if what they changed to Picasa, because they bought Nick Software. So I've been waiting for a long time for the proprietary software that's built into Nick to start showing up in their Google,
right,
and Google's Picasa or whatever version, yeah, for free. But it still hasn't happened. So I know what I did. I talked to the John Camera Club. Was that before or after last week's podcast?
The which Camera Club?
Geelong Camera Club.
I think we might have covered that last week.
But we got a new listener because of that.
Did we really?
We have to say hello to Janet Rogerson.
Hello, Janet.
And Liesl McGregor.
And Liesl.
Two. And Roto Deep. He was a couple of weeks ago. Tassie Fuji, Brian McDowell, Matthew Ayres, Doug England, Jim Rockwell himself.
You're just reading out of the phone book, aren't you?
No. These are new listeners to our site. Do you know, I've been, because you were so riveting, I was sort of zoned off and looked at other stuff. I was looking at the people who like our Shuttersync podcast Facebook page, and we have four people from India.
Wow.
So there's a good chance all of them would be living in Agra and all have great-looking friends who want to take photos
of. You might be able to sell them on the idea of an Australian photo tour.
They might want to join us on an Indian photo tour. I try and convince some of my American friends to come along because that'd add a bit of cultural mix to the place.
Yeah, right.
But we've already got about 30 people registered for interest for 9 to 12 places. So
nice.
We might have to do it again pretty soon.
Well, nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong. Oh, it is. Tell my wife that.
Oh, well, yeah, there's that.
I almost got killed just today because of the Elephant Festival. My wife's always wanted to go to it.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
And now not only am I going, I mean, it's post-tour.
But you're not taking her.
Yeah, and I'm doing it by my own selfishness at the end of a trip when I've already been away for 20 days.
Yeah, right.
So that's made it a very lovely, warm, cosy household for the night. I've been basking in the glow of our relationship. No, she's not like that at all. As soon as I get the knife out of my back, I'll be fine.
Excellent. So the next thing I came across was a portfolio of work by a guy called Jeffrey Van Hout.
Is he going straight into the people we hate this?
Yeah, quite possibly. This guy clearly does a lot of very good advertorial photography. Yeah. Hey?
Seeing the word very good straight away, it's already problems. We hate him before we even open. Oh, that's interesting stuff, isn't it?
There was just this one particular selection of his personal work, and this was all about these hands, and the way he's morphed them out of people's faces is
that's
really
cool,
freaky. I mean, Photoshop to the max, but...
He should photograph Jeremy Clarkson from Top Gear.
Yeah.
But have his foot in his mouth. That would work pretty well, wouldn't it? These are fantastic shots.
Aren't they great?
Fantastic shots.
Really well done. About 7 or 8 images down, there's one with a guy with his arm coming over the top of his head. And
yeah,
the
I've got
tips
that
of
one.
His, that is great.
Because
it looks like his shoulder's dislocated.
Yeah, it's evil. Oh, the one with hands coming out the back's pretty cool, too. The one below it. Yeah. Looks like that little
angel wings.
Yeah, exactly. They're very cool stuff. So he's straight in the people we hate.
And there you go. So check out that link. And then if you want to check out the rest of his work, just get rid of the bit after the .com and go back to the root page of his website, because he's got some amazing photography there.
So, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely in the list then.
Yeah, that's it. Now, I am really, really surprised, Mr. Lavender.
All right, Canon.
That this didn't come up on your list.
It's Canon.
Yeah.
Yeah,
well, you should, Canon. New.
Yeah, and?
No, it's Canon for taste, but hey, I thought it would have come up on your list of stuff to discuss.
But I'm not a fanboy. You gave me like 2 hours notice before the podcast, dude. give me a break. If we'd done it on Thursday, there's every chance it would have been.
Of course it would. Yeah, yeah. So anyway, it appears that, well, it's a rumour that Canon may be working on a full-frame astrophotography camera along the lines of what Nikon are doing with the D810A.
Aye.
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 The Canadian 60. Version.
Exactly. 60.
The D810, aye? Eh? So the idea here is that the sensor would not have the low-pass filter?
Yes.
Yeah, that's the one. And that would make it more suitable for astrophotography. So we will wait and see as to whether or not that actually happens.
You're the techno nerd. You could tell us why that's true.
Yeah, I could if I could remember. But I can't remember right now.
Did you watch that video on compressions from JPEGs from last week?
Oh, you know what? I didn't.
Oh, of course. I was going to look for some insightful comment on you hit save and it just saves. Isn't that how it works?
I will go and look at that tonight.
Isn't that how it works?
What?
You hit save and it just saves. That's how it works.
Something like that.
Pretty darn simple. I wanted to do a whole video about it.
Yeah. The next one I came across was a law that's just been passed into effect in Colorado, which makes police harassment of photographers illegal. So this is not just something that's, you know, being drafted. It has actually been passed into law as of the 20th of May. And
not just in general, but if you're photographing police doing something, yep, they can't harass you. Yeah.
So the bill creates a private right of action against a police officer's employing law enforcement agency if a person records an incident involving a police officer and a police officer destroys the recording.
Is it pronounced police
no,
officer?
No. If you actually read the text.
I know. I'm dull. Keep going.
Oh, well, you've killed the moment now. Yeah. People just have to follow the link and read it for themselves.
I've had a dollop every time I've heard that in my life from my wife.
And the last thing I saw was a YouTube video, which is an 11-year time lapse.
Yeah, I saw that
of
too.
The rebuilding of the World Trade Center.
Just didn't think it was worthy of putting on here.
Sorry?
Just didn't think it was worthy of putting on here.
Okay, well, fair enough.
No, it's pretty good, isn't it? It's
yeah. The thing that interested me about this was the fact that someone bothered to keep photographing that whole thing over 11 years.
11 years, yeah.
And
yeah,
and from relatively consistent angles so as to form a time lapse which doesn't, you know, sort of whiplash you all over the place. Yeah. You know, it basically follows a set path through space, moving away from the site as the building gets higher, so that, you know, when it's, you know, created into a video time lapse, it actually looks smooth and stunning.
And logical. Yeah. No, it's pretty well done.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, anyone who's going to put 11 years into a project deserves at least to show up on our podcast.
Totally. And that's it from me.
And that's it from him.
Excellent.
No, that's it from me too. What cool. A short podcast.
That is a short
podcast. People have been going to get right in and say, next week's 300, can you do it even shorter?
Yes.
Maybe we should do that. Maybe that should be the challenge. Maybe let's get the four people who actually respond to our Facebook page to send in suggestions what they think the 300 episode should have.
Yep.
And possibly duration. So I expect to see at least four responses on the interweb. Have we heard anything about our camera and our project that's traveling around?
No, I haven't heard the latest.
Oh.
The last thing I saw, I can't remember who it was, but whoever was the last Australian on the list said that the camera had left the country and was on its way to the US. So, but I don't remember who that was.
Wasn't it Auntie Jan Hennesky?
It may very well have been.
Might have been. Auntie Jan, we like to call her. I don't know why. Seems rather belittling, but She's a lovely lady, though. Okay. Lovely lady.
Excellent.
Yeah.
All right. Right.
Well, that's it then.
Yeah.
It's. I'll tell you.
It's a short
one. Glad we kept it I'm glad we kind of kept it kind of pathetic this week, because that'll make the 300 seem good by comparison.
Exactly.
Yeah, you don't want a high, and then feel pressure on. We're going to start from a low and work our way up next week, and then topple off a cliff.
Yes. All right, mate. Will you have a good week?
I will, and may you have a good week too.
Thank you, mate. See you.
Bye, Bill.
Shutters Inc., another audio2you.com quality podcast. For previous episodes, check out shuttersincpodcast.com or search the iTunes Music Store. For questions, comments, and feedback, email theboys@shuttersincpodcast.com.